Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in. Tuesday morning. Happy to have you here. Third day of June. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I am Mark. That is Kim St. Ange at the other end of the desk down there. Ethan Bright running the board for us this morning, playing all the great bumper music. We appreciate that. And, of course, we're going to get to Sue Thomas here with your traffic. If there's anything going on here, we will keep you up to date on it. I promise you that. And so, I don't know, Kim, you drew this to my attention yesterday, and I was not aware of it, that we have apparently, we're up for a St. Louis Magazine Award. Is that correct?
This is the A-list awards, I guess they do.
Okay.
And the Mark Cox Show has been nominated for the Talk News Radio Show category.
How about that? All right. So we're going to put a link up on the Facebook page here. They do this thing every year. I think there was at least once in the past when our name was up there and nominated, but we're the very first one, which is kind of cool, and the one I pulled up here. But you can go there and you can vote. I don't know when voting wraps up.
You can vote every single day now through June 16th.
Okay. So you could go on there. We'll have a link up on the Facebook page if you so choose. You can go there and you can vote for us. But if you go there and you're not going to vote for us, you can't vote for any of the other ones. I'm just telling you. No, I'm just kidding.
I back that up.
Friendly competition. So you can go on there and cast your vote every day between now and the middle of June, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't put too much stock in those things, but that is it's nice to at least have our name on the sheet there this year. So we'll see what happens. St. Louis Magazine A-List Awards. We'll take it for what it's worth. How about that? Coming up, we're going to talk to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, about this coverage so far of this terrorist attack that's gone on out in Colorado. He's going to get to us here around 7:22. He's apparently got his full-time job, of course, is a host on Fox News, and they've got him involved in Fox and Friends this morning, so he may be a minute or two late to our hit. We'll see what happens in the next segment. Bottom of the hour, bad news. It's a bad day for the Second Amendment. Can I just tell you that from the standpoint that what we really need is the United States Supreme Court with its majority of constitutionalists to protect the Second Amendment the way it protects all of the other constitutional rights in this country. And I thought we had done that with Bruin and Heller and some of the decisions that have come down. But the challenges so far to these weapons bans in some states have fallen on deaf ears in terms of being heard by the United States Supreme Court. They turned down another one yesterday. Now, the one from Illinois hasn't gotten there yet. But we're going to talk to Mark Walters about this negative trend here at the bottom of the hour and why it's so concerning that this is the one amendment that doesn't seem to get the same protection as all of the rest of them, which is a shame. Also, we'll get to Kim on a whim here before the end of the hour. And, you know, Senator Joe Nicola is going to join me at 8:35. This is going to be an interesting segment because I got a whole list. I got a whole list of counties we're going to be talking about here. Let's see. Warren County. St. Francis County, Franklin County, Lincoln County, City of St. Louis. Those are just a few off of a list of people that have counties that have signed memorandums of understanding promising to raise your taxes by a minimum of 12 to 15% on your property taxes with the state of Missouri. This is these were signed in February of this year in a lot of cases. Some of them were signed in late last year. Why this has not been made public, I don't know, but we are going to talk to Senator Joe Nicola about it, because I think if you're a homeowner in these counties, you need to understand what's coming. And if you have not tuned in to this at all, like I really hadn't paid a lot of attention to it until yesterday. I mean, you get your local assessment, and I got mine recently for St. Charles County, and it's up year to year. This tells these assessors that they haven't raised taxes enough and that they have to raise them more regardless of whether or not they've even come out and looked at your property. So we're going to talk with the senator about that at about 8:35. So be sure and set your alarm and stick around and watch it, or you can listen on the Odyssey app if you want. We'll put it up on the podcast as well a little bit later. That again, 8:35, we'll have Senator Joe Nicola on here. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Yep, that's the acting U.S. attorney out in Colorado talking about the terrorist, the pro-Palestinian terrorist who maimed at least eight people, elderly people in a lot of cases, as Kim would say, elderly people who were out for a walk supporting hostages in the middle of Boulder, Colorado.
I said this on the House floor. You know it's a good bill because the left hates it. And the left hates it because it has core common sense Republican principles in it.
Jim Jordan talking about the bill. He said a lot of people don't like it, but specifically the left hates it, which makes it a big but beautiful bill.
Well, I mean, this is horrific. And what more do we need to see, Jake, before we realize this Free Palestine movement is nothing more than a domestic terror organization right now?
Yeah, Scott Jennings, once again, spot on with explaining this. He got into it yesterday with this Jennifer Palmieri, who used to be a network news anchor, and she's trying to argue that she was trying to basically take the Trump argument they all hated, that there are good people on both sides. And it failed miserably in her argument with Scott Jennings.
When it comes to RAMS funds, you'll see, I believe, a proposal this week going through the Board of Aldermen that should get us through the summer. But, you know, this is a very, very long, long recovery process, and we want to be very thoughtful and deliberative in how we deploy the funds that are going to be required.
Yeah, that was Mayor Kara Spencer announcing yesterday what we told you last week. Some people had told me that the plan in the city was going to be to dip into that RAMS money to try to cover immediate needs, maybe some long-term needs in this recovery, because you got a lot of people in the areas that were hit in a very economically depressed area that didn't have insurance and have no way to rebuild.
I just don't know how you fairly divvy up that money. Even if they are able to get this bill passed that would essentially release $30 million in interest from the RAM settlement money, who do you give it to? It's not fair just to give it to people who didn't have insurance. Okay, so then you're going to give it to people who maybe have a large deductible. Well, there's not enough money to go around. But then what about the businesses? What about the organizations that help people that maybe had their building destroyed?
I
mean,
I agree.
How do you fairly do this? And I'm not saying that question in and of itself should stop you from giving some of the money out. I'm glad I'm not the one having to make that decision, because that would be very difficult.
Well, and it also, if suddenly everyone who didn't have insurance gets a check big enough to rebuild their house,
I'm dropping insurance.
Would only encourage everybody else to drop their insurance waiting for the next disaster. What if your house burns down? Why is that different than a tornado coming through?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. It would strike me. I don't know who will ultimately make that decision. We'll get to a break here. We are going to get to Todd Pyro whenever he is done with his hit here on Fox and Friends. We'll get him on the air. And then bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Mark Walters. Back in a minute.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Waiting to see if he has to go play musical chairs on the set of Fox and Friends. It is our friend, Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First.
No, so apparently they killed that segment after telling me, I am here on time.
Wait, why were they wanting you to play musical chairs is my question.
Or there was like some segment that I guess they played musical chairs, a big game in Bryant Park, and we were thinking of recreating it.
Okay.
Right. I guess we don't have time for that. So we will not be doing that. Instead, I will be spending time with you. Hey, question. Do you have an agenda for our hit, or can I retry a joke that apparently failed and has delivered the scorn of the American people, including my co-anchor and my parents?
Wow. No, I would love to hear that. We'll judge you as well.
So, did you watch the show today?
I did see a part of the show this morning, yes.
Did you see the discussion about coffee and women's health?
I did, where you were trying to get Carly to call your wife and convince her she should start drinking coffee.
From a broadcasting perspective, what were your thoughts? Was it a successful comment, or were you cringing like apparently all of America at that point in time?
I didn't have any problem with it, but maybe I'm not the best judge.
Why don't you explain it to Kim, because
she didn't see it.
How do you know everyone was cringing? Were these comments you got on social media?
No, but a couple of things. I know my co-anchor so well. I know when something doesn't land with her, and I can see the upsetness in her eyes.
Okay.
And then the producer's like, yeah, maybe that's something for Gutfeld, not for here.
Mark knows that. When Mark makes a joke and I don't think it's funny, I just kind of blankly stare at
him. Yeah, I kind of get that look from her, Todd.
So, I don't like when the producers, because that implies that maybe somebody upstairs wrote the producers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell? But the real coup de grace, as my dad would say, is a text from that very dad. I will read it. Mom and I saw last half of show, .. Coffee. That was it. Then I wrote, what did you think of that comment? Answer, segment will not go over well with Amanda. Now, this is a man, his name is Pete. We call him Pollyanna Pete because nothing was ever negative growing up.
Okay.
Like, my dad is the most positive man, always believes in positivity. Just, he's a good, good man. Then, so if he wrote that, So then I write, so you didn't laugh. Okay, fail. Then my dad writes, which makes me feel a little bit better, we did laugh, thinking about Amanda. Hope she did not see the segment.
Did she see it?
My wife doesn't watch me. I'm a money source. I'm not a... yeah, come on. So my question for the people of St. Louis, I'm going to do a little market research here.
All right.
If you saw the segment, write into Mark Cox on the Twitters, or just contact Mark Cox however you choose to, and let me know. And I'm going to find out if it failed. And also, let me know your gender. Because if, like, Mark Cox heard it, was like, thought it was great. My dad's like, great job. Women never listen to their husbands. Then I know I touched a nerve with the men. But if the women are like, you're a horrible human and I'm going to never watch you again, you misogynistic bleep.
Maybe it's sort of the thing you would have to see, but just to put it in context, the story was that caffeine is good for women. It wasn't that one cup a day. Wasn't that the story?
I actually don't know the story. I was too busy working on the joke when Carlos was
eating. Oh my gosh. That's a funny joke. This is a classic that you're working on the joke. I'm drinking my coffee right now.
Sorry, I don't listen to women.
That will go over well, Todd.
Yeah, I tuned in right at the end, and I hear Todd saying, oh, see, you got to help me convince Amanda of this. I've been telling her this for years. So
I'm curious to hear what the great people of St. Louis that I know and love, and, you know, if I ultimately end up doing this event out there, which, you know, I've been pitching for 7 years now, maybe it'll be an all-male audience.
Yeah, it very well could be. That is funny. That is funny. Yeah, it's that look you get from your wife sometimes, right? Sometimes I'll say something and I'll look down and I can see the disapproval in Kim's eyes.
I just don't get some of his jokes. I tell my husband the same thing. He's funny. It's just sometimes I don't land with me.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
So did you have anything substantive to talk about?
No, actually, I didn't. I was going to get your reaction to the on a very different and more serious subject. Originally, I was going to ask your reaction to media coverage of this Boulder situation, but yeah. We don't have to go there. I mean, I was shocked at how long it took other members of the mainstream media, if you want to call them that, to come around to the fact that it was probably terror.
And what really upset me yesterday, I understand the outrage when they refused to do it on Sunday. But then yesterday, I was driving home, and I heard a political commentator double down and give the media credit for not rushing to judgment. Like the FBI is some Twitter string among a bunch of, like, randos talking about an incident. I'm pretty sure that by the point that Kash Patel tweeted out that this is terrorism, that I'm pretty sure that he had gotten word that this individual yelled "Free Palestine."
Yeah.
I'm sure there's sources in law enforcement, considering he is the head of the FBI,
right,
told him that. So there wasn't a rush to judgment. There was honesty when we needed honesty.
I don't know if you can be honest with us about this, but, like, I remember when we were covering all the riots in downtown St. Louis and we had conversations with our news director. Do we call it a riot or a protest? I mean, are those the kind of conversations you guys are having too? Not with riots or protests, but with something like this where it's like, okay, are we calling it a terror attack? Okay, we're going to go with it.
No, because if Kash Patel had not come out and said anything and we did not have Free Palestine confirmation, then maybe we wouldn't have.
Right.
But when Kash Patel, I mean, this isn't some random dude saying this. You know, then from a journalistic perspective, yes, you want to be a little cautious until it's confirmed by authorities. But who better than the head of the FBI? Once he says terrorism, we don't need a second source. Like, that's the source. We go with it. And the fact that they're like, you know, they should have followed the lead of the Boulder cops.
Yeah, I saw that.
The FBI head says, this is terrorism. We're good to go. Put it in the scripts. Put it in the graphics.
Yep. Amen. Todd, go have a cup of coffee and let us know next week how Amanda responded. I know she'll see a copy of it at some point.
Yeah, I really hope this doesn't get back to her. I really hope. Now I'm nervous.
Have a good day, buddy.
You too.
All right. We'll see you, Todd Pyro. I caught the tail end of that segment, so I don't know how many people were watching this morning. It was on at about, 45 a.m. We're going
to
be back.
In a 2-1 decision, a federal appeals court panel ruled Maryland's law banning semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines should have received more legal scrutiny. Today's ruling is reigniting the Second Amendment debate.
So that is from WBAL in Baltimore, the Supreme Court making deciding not to take this big case that we've all been waiting on. Let's get to 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday. Brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, with us this morning. And that decision by the Supreme Court is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mark, good morning. And good morning, Kim St. Osh. How are you guys today?
Good morning. I watch this and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. How could they have declined to take this case?
Okay, this has been a huge topic on my show. It's been a big topic with us. Oh, this has been going on for a few years,
yeah.
This case. Just a brief background. The case was heard pre-Bruin. Fourth Circuit, Maryland banned assault weapons. They were sued. The Fourth Circuit case, we lost the Fourth Circuit case. They upheld it. Then the Bruin decision comes down. The Supreme Court grants cert in the case. They agree to hear it, but they remand it back. They vacate the decision and remand it back to the lower courts for the lower courts back to the Fourth Circuit to decide in a post-Bruin environment since the Supreme Court ruling in 2022.
Right.
The Fourth Circuit then, wanting to play games, knew that the three-judge en banc panel would find that the right to bear arms would supersede their unconstitutional ban. The entire Fourth Circuit decided to hear it in a very unusual step, all 14 judges. So they upheld Maryland's gun ban as constitutional. That's where we got where we are now. We've been seeking cert at the Supreme Court. This has been in conference now for, well over a year and a half. Just yesterday, the Supreme Court decided against cert. Now, it's very important to hear a couple things because Kavanaugh wrote an unusual letter in an explanation. And here's what part of what he said. He said, given that millions of Americans own AR-15s and that a significant majority of the states allow possession of those rifles, petitioners, those asking for cert, the Snopes case here, have a strong argument that AR-15s are in common use by law-abiding citizens and therefore are protected by the Second Amendment under Heller. Then near the end, he says this, in short, under this court's precedence, the Fourth Circuit's decision is questionable. Although the court today denies certiorari, a denial of cert does not mean that this court agrees with a lower court decision or that the issue is not worthy of review. The AR-15 issue was recently decided by the First Circuit and is currently being considered by several other courts. Then he goes on to say, additional petitions for cert will likely be before this court shortly, and in my view, this court should and presumably will address the AR-15 issue soon in the next term or two. So that's incredibly encouraging, but there's more nuance here. It only takes four justices to hear a case. At the very beginning of his letter, his explanation, it is mentioned that Alito and Gorsuch would have signed on to grant cert in this case. Well, we know Thomas would have because he wrote a scathing dissent that it wasn't granted cert.
Yes.
Which means the fourth justice that didn't agree to take the case was Kavanaugh himself.
Must have been.
Letter. So that begs two questions. Why, of course, and what does it mean? Why didn't Kavanaugh? Well, there's two explanations. There's two other justices, supposed conservatives, Roberts and, of course, Amy Coney Barrett. Does that mean that they didn't feel that one of them was on their team? And if that's the question, why wouldn't Roberts be on the team? Because Roberts was also in our favor in our decisions in the 2008 Heller. Roberts voted with us. 2010 McDonald Roberts voted with us. And 2022 Bruin Roberts voted with us. So that leaves Amy Coney Barrett on the fence. But if that's the case, and he knew Roberts was going to vote with us, that's a 5-4 win. Why didn't Kavanaugh grant cert? That's a 5-4 win. We'll take it, even if Barrett absconds.
Good questions, all. I don't know. We do still have the Illinois case pending, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the other circuit cases. And I really do believe, after speaking with Mr. Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, but you're talking to somebody who believed that they were going to take this case as well, too. But we've made very clear we could always be wrong. We never know what the court's going to do. It sounds clear to me that what the court is trying to do is what they've done in some of these other cases at 2A related. They want to let the lower courts make these decisions before they take the case. There are other pending cases, and I think what they want to see is that they just want to see these cases unfold, and Mr. Gottlieb threw the caveat out from the Second Amendment Foundation that the court is incredibly busy right now. They've got tons and tons of emergency petitions because of the Trump administration and Democrats. They know another case is coming. They're basically what they're saying is, we'll get to it, guys, just not now. And that's very disturbing for all of us to hear.
I would agree.
I'm going to take a left turn here, but I have to ask you about something that you just posted on X a couple hours ago. And this is what you wrote. It says, more than 200 California bar exam takers move from fail to pass after new scoring adjustment.
Yeah.
Is that how Kamala Harris was able to climb the rank? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, if you read the end of that where I put a little tag on that that said, everybody wins a trophy in California.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy. I mean, are we paying all these people gobs of money to represent us, and really they would have failed the bar? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, well, considering you're talking to someone that just lost his case against OpenAI that I am now able to talk about, too. You know, I OpenAI defeated me in court. I sued them because of libel and defamation when it spit out a completely false document accusing me of stealing over $5 million from
what?
The Second Amendment Foundation. And I lost the case on May 15th. And as a result of that, the judge tossed it on summary judgment after 2 years in court.
Wow.
And as a result of that, they've been given essentially, and I say they, meaning artificial intelligence language models, LLMs, have been given essentially carte blanche to say whatever they want, and you have to do your research to determine whether or not you believe it, and they are apparently now cannot be held accountable.
They have no liability.
And who takes the time to research that? That's the problem, is people see stuff online, and they take it like it's gospel, that it's, oh, well, it's clearly true.
Yeah, well, look, I respect the court's decision. Let me make that very clear. My case was groundbreaking. It was Walters v. OpenAI. You can read about it. Some of the headlines afterwards, you know, it's made tremendous global news. Everybody on earth was watching the case because it was the first of its kind. So, yeah, I would like to think that if I was in California, which I would never be, but assuming I was, and I hired an attorney, that they weren't representing me because they were just given a trophy because
right.
lowered the score. I'd like to know I had an attorney that was worth their weight in salt, not somebody who just got handed the trophy. Here, go ahead and be a lawyer.
It's like, imagine if we're getting a surgery and you find out that the surgeon who's about to do like a brain surgery on you or your loved one really wasn't right. going to pass medical school, but because of a new scoring adjustment, it's like, you know what? You go ahead and you get that degree. You passed.
Yeah. You were really nice. I really
yeah,
did
yeah.
like you. We're
you're good,
go ahead
you're a good person.
Mark, to be clear about the AI ruling, if a human being, I don't know, at NBC News had written a false article claiming that you stole money, you could sue that individual for slander, right?
Yeah.
But you can't sue artificial intelligence for simply making something up? Was that the ruling?
Yeah, well, essentially, that's what the end result was. Look, I was deemed by the court to be a public figure because of what I do. I understand that, okay, which makes it a higher hurdle for me.
Right, right.
Because if you have actual malice, all right? Well, this was accusatory of criminal activity, so our argument was it's libel per se because it was criminal. Now, in the state of Georgia I'm talking about where our lawsuit was brought, I met the criteria because only one person outside of me had to see it for it to be defamatory. And
right.
that's what happened when a journalist was given the information unbeknownst to me. That journalist didn't then publish it, but did his due diligence, said, what did Walters do here, and found out later that it wasn't true. But our argument was it was published when they sent him the defamatory information to begin with. We claimed that was defamatory. We went, it was a 2 year, you know, the case was on for 2 years. It posed fascinating questions that have never been posed.
Yeah,
in this digital age right now. And, you know, congratulations to him. They beat me fair and square. You know, you go back to the old My Cousin Vinny, win some, lose some. You know,
and
I lost this one, but it opened a lot of eyes. I'm very proud for having brought the suit. And my next move is going to be to talk with my legislator here from the House in the state of Georgia.
Oh.
I've set up a meeting. So
good. Yeah, let us know how that goes. We appreciate it. Mark Walters, you're the best, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate it much. You guys have a great day.
We will talk to you soon. ArmedAmericanNews.org, Armed American Radio as well. You can listen to Mark every afternoon. Yeah, I had no idea that was going on. He kept that pretty quiet.
Yeah. No, yeah. I will admit I had not heard about the case, but that's crazy. And I don't know, is it because OpenAI, there's not an actual person behind it? And how do you
prove malice?
Yeah, how do you prove intent? Because it's not an actual person trying to harm you?
I don't know. The Terminator was pretty malicious. I mean, I'm just saying that's what we're dealing
Where
with.
Where are we going here with society right now if this is our future?
I do Dave not.
OpenAI can just say anything they want about us?
I do not know. Maybe. That's kind of sounds what like that's what happened. What's coming up in Kim on a Whim?
We've talked about reparations and how ridiculous they are, including efforts here in the St. Louis area. I about fell out of my chair when I saw what one mayor is proposing for reparations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
You think people will ever realize that reparations are just ridiculous? I mean, really. You can acknowledge that there was wrongdoing, that people were mistreated. I acknowledge all of that, okay? Slavery was wrong. There's no if, and, but about that. It was wrong. But I don't believe that years and years and years later that we need to set aside millions and millions of dollars as a way to say, I'm sorry. It doesn't right the wrong. I know some people think it does, but it's a crazy idea that I'm tired of people continuously suggesting it. They even started a fund here in the city of St. Louis trying to ask people like us to donate money because they know it wouldn't go over well trying to pull taxpayer dollars.
They will eventually.
Bill, they're hoping, I'm sure, to not have to go that route.
They will eventually.
Well, I guess they've proposed it, but it doesn't go anywhere because enough people realize that this is a ridiculous idea. The Tulsa mayor is now proposing $100 million reparations plan specifically for the descendants of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, where there was this 2-day long, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know much about this, so I was researching this. It was, right. I guess, a 2-day long white supremacist, this is according to Wikipedia, a 2-day long white supremacist terrorist massacre that took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma between May 31st and June 1st of 1921, where these white residents, I guess, went and attacked black residents and destroyed their homes and businesses, burned them up. More than 35 square blocks of a neighborhood were burned up.
Yes.
So, I mean, really, like, is that the solution? And what here, I have to play the soundbite for you because they don't want to even use the word reparations in some cases, like the mayor of Tulsa, because it doesn't sound great. So listen to what he says.
My office has been working alongside our legal department on the establishment of the Greenwood Trust, a private charitable trust that will raise and facilitate the investment of $105 million in private funds along our road to repair, restoration, and righteousness.
Road to repair, restoration. They're using terminology. It's terminology like that without having to say the word reparations.
It's no different. So here's why I say eventually they'll get away with it. It's no different than what's happening in South Africa in many ways. It's about revenge. And the problem is, where does that end? Historically, mm-hmm. we all live on land that used to belong to somebody else. So where does that end? Do I get to go back and get reparations from Normandy, France? Because as we did a genealogy search, we discovered that we were fifth in line to the throne for Pippin the Short. But because my ancestor was not the firstborn, they didn't inherit anything. And then later the peasants took over and stole the kingdom. Am I due money for that? Could I make that argument?
I think you should.
I could show my genealogy report and say, look, I deserve money because I was cheated at, my ancestors were cheated 900 years ago. No.
I'm still hurt by it.
That's the silly part of all of this. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that happened to your ancestor. It's happened to everybody's ancestor at some point in their life.
Yes.
And in South Africa, they're killing people and taking land, and the world's not screaming about it for some odd reason. But it's the reverse of apartheid in South Africa.
Well, won't call it a genocide. Remember how controversial that was? The mayor is trying to say, well, you know, this wouldn't involve any direct cash payments. As you heard him saying in that soundbite I played for you, he's talking about setting up a trust. He thinks that's really going to be the difference, and why it's a much better idea is, oh, well, this is just setting it up. So it's basically a scholarship fund to help with housing for the descendants of those who were impacted by the massacre. Come on.
Yep. There you go. Wait for it in a town near you soon. Maybe St. Louis next, for sure. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk more about that terrorist attack. We're going to bring you a live report from Boulder, Colorado, with an update. And we're going to talk to Senator Joe Nicola at 8:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.